apologies, you interrupted too.
Now stretch them quite as
soccer and the
quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
Welcome to the Bunker Podcast. I've been thinking about loads of different names for this. A Podcalypse Podcast. I thought it was quite nice. Just full reptile apocalypse.
Yeah,
that works. We're trying this for the first time, so bear with us because we're social distancing. And
yeah.
By the way, if you're not sitting at home on the sofa listening to this, if you're in the car on the way to somewhere that's not essential, then you're a dickhead. Go home and fucking sit on the sofa and build Lego or something. People are still out doing shit,
mate. And it's, you know what I've found near us is the older generation. And their excuse, I survived a war. So, like, they're just milling about and they're like this close to each other. They're literally playing Ookie Mouth. And it's like, yo, just be far away. You don't need to be spitting in each other's mouth if you're 70 or 80 or not. Just, I don't care if you've survived two world wars and one World Cup. I don't give a fuck. Just go home. Go home.
Mate, I reckon this might be the filtration process. The stupids are still fucking out wandering around.
For real. Mate, it's when they say, what you need to do is go home, and everyone's like, oh, amazing. So like a bank holiday? No.
Not like a bank holiday. I want that shit.
Yeah, mate, they just love it. They just like, oh, let's go to Matlock Bath.
Yeah.
Let's go fill that up. It's crazy. Absolutely. And I can't wait for it to be finished to see fucking Disco Dave or whoever's bought all the like hand sanitizers and he's got them on eBay and there's like 20,000 hand sanitizers because he can't sell them.
Yeah, because they're still making them. They're still producing them. They're just not being moved around anymore.
Well, it was...
Is that Mr. Coffin?
Yes, it was.
That was Mr. Coffin. Yeah. Oh, wait, I've just seen the mute button pop up.
That's it.
Oh, damn.
No, I think we can. No, I think we're all good. Nice t-shirt, Owen, by the way.
Check it. It's literally fresh out the pack. It kind of upset me a bit because I have made a swing tag for this t-shirt and it has been packed. And I have now opened it like I've received a parcel, which was kind of exciting. But at the same time, after it took me like 3 days to make the swing tags, I'm kind of sick of seeing them. So I haven't chucked it away. It will be going on someone else's very soon.
Yeah, man. Well, it's nice to see the new products, the hat and the t-shirt. I mean, I'm social distancing, so I'm rocking the old school. This is custom, actually. This is
still custom. Yeah, you are still custom, but old custom. It's vintage custom.
That's it. So, what have you been doing? You've been building Lego as well.
Trying. I mean, what did we do? So last week we still had school last week, and obviously we were building up for the launch of the website. Probably Thursday, Friday, when me and you were talking because. We should have been together when you got back from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of just went straight into the website because the problem was what I was having. I was making sure stock was landing and making sure that everything was finished before I could go live. And then we had the old website that needed to transfer into the new one. Loads of head fucks, but all digital head fucks. So it was just one of them where it's not something you can get mad at and not something you can hit. So pretty much shitty, so I couldn't really like get mad at the fact that the domain hadn't crossed over, but that was sort of my whole priority last week. And then we went live on, was it Saturday?
I think so.
What day is it?
I have no idea.
No. Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday really?
It's a Wednesday today.
Bank holiday Wednesday.
Let's go chippy.
Better get some fucking DIY done, eh?
I'll take some toilet roll. I'll meet you there. So that's pretty much, I mean, now we've had the kids off since Monday. Homeschool, I know there's been memes going about that teachers should have a pay rise and all this other shit, but holy shit, there's going to be murders. There's really? Going to be straight murders. The school has allocated Millie 5 pieces of homework a day.
Why?
And check this out, right? One of the pieces of homework that's mandatory is because they didn't do a field trip, she now has to do a virtual field trip, document it, and work out how she would organise kids to go to a Sherlock Holmes' house on the bus and make a PowerPoint presentation.
What? Bearing in mind social distancing, so the kids can't be more than 2 meters, can't be closer than 2 meters apart.
That's it. Page one. We're all at home. Fuck off.
Now is the time to sit home and watch Goonies and Karate Kid and play with Legos. Check this out. I'm sure people who have been following me on Instagram have seen it, but
your background's blurred, dude.
That's working, is it? This is not working.
It's like it's a secret reveal. There's literally nothing. All I can see is one of the people.
Is it?
Check this out, guys.
Why is it censoring the Lego? That's weird.
There's no blur.
Skype does what it likes. We built the Silent Mary, although I've not called it the Silent Mary anymore. It's officially called the Silent Veronica. I've never known her so quiet.
That's good.
Like organizing all the pieces out, like stacked into colors and everything.
You're acting like I'm so loud. Like I'm screaming all the time.
No, but I've never seen you so focused. Is what I'm saying. I'm impressed. I was concerned the Millennium Falcon was going to be a huge clusterfuck, but seeing her organizational skills, I can just. Good. Yeah, I'm filled with confidence that it can be achieved before the quarantine's over.
See, when it comes to Lego, if I'm playing Lego, I go and I don't necessarily go into bags and filter bags out.
Yeah. But
Technic, I've got them cups. You got them free with McDonald's, and they're like a Happy Meal cup, about this big, and I put all the separate different bits in them cups, and then I can make my Technic. That doesn't happen very often though. It's normally Lego.
Yeah, I'm not much for Technic. I've got some. But I'm not much for it. Have you seen the new pirate set that's being released?
I have not. Show me.
It is ridiculous. It's so cool. I took a screenshot of it the other day.
I'm still gutted that I missed out. There was an X-Wing at Christmas that was on Amazon and it was like 40 quid. And I was like, yo, I'm going to get that X-Wing. And then it went up to 90 and it hasn't come back down since.
That's the thing. There's some sets out there that are just, you've got to grab them when you see them. Check this out. It's called Pirates of Barracuda Bay. Anyone that doesn't follow Lego, get up. Is it centered in the Instagram as well?
It's your face. It's your Skype because you've got blur the background.
Can I move out of the way? How do I unblur the background then?
Just unblur your background for a second just to give us a reveal. Because otherwise. So on your picture, there's a little drop down.
Is there? Oh, yeah, there is. Oh, it says my name underneath it. Technology, yeah. Unblur my background.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey-o!
Oh, shit. I am. What's that? Okay, there we go. Check that out.
Oh, nice.
Like, I mean, is that not what dreams are made of? Is that not what quarantine dreams are made of?
Have you ordered it yet?
No, it's not released yet, but I will be.
Oh, fuck.
I will be.
Well, now I've unblurred my background, maybe I have to explain why I look like I'm sat in an 11-year-old's bedroom.
Because you are.
Sat in an 11-year-old's bedroom. Because essentially, check it out. Mate, Velux windows, big telly, double bed with the double pooch. Bonner. Ben? Ben? Benji? Nothing.
Oh, shit. Look at this.
We have a problem, though.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Because, like, is this supposed to happen? Like, it's supposed to come apart like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then we don't have a problem.
Check this out. And legitimately, I have not put a single piece on that. I've found a lot of the pieces in various different boxes, but this has been a solo Veronica project.
That is not true. You were doing it yesterday.
I was finding little bits for you, but you've done the majority of it. And I can tell because it's got loads of her hairs trapped between all the Lego bits. it's now the hairiest Lego set in my collection.
Veronica.
She's laughing in the kitchen. Oh, and she just told me to go fuck myself. That's cool though, right? Look at that. Yeah,
real, awesome.
I mean, I built this. When I built this myself the first time, I built it right after I fought Amir Sadale in Nottingham.
Okay.
Sitting in my apartment on my own, my adrenaline was racing and I could not do anything to relax. So I decided I was going to break this out, and it took me 10 hours to do it. In hindsight, I don't know why it took me so long, because Veronica's done it in like three, but...
She also says she'd have knocked Amir Sadala out in two.
Yeah, she probably would have.
What happened to Amir Sadala? Did you retire him?
I don't know.
He never fought again.
No, did he not? No,
well, he only ever fought in the UFC, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. He went through the Ultimate Fighter and only ever fought for the UFC, and then you broke him.
Tea, please. Thank you. Sorry, I'm giving tea. I'm getting a tea order taken. I've decided to just not cut my hair between now, well, the mohawk, between now and the end of quarantine, because I'm thinking if it goes apocalyptic, it would be stupid on me not to have a massive mohawk, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to have a massive big fucker.
Noticing this, see, mine's kind of coming on as well. It's like, it's just scruff at the moment, and I'm realizing how fucking old I am because I've got loads of greys coming through. Like, I get a new one a day at the moment. The stress of these Lego sets.
Yeah, well, the thing you're stupid. Look at it. You know that Christmas film? What's his name? Fucking ho, ho, ho. They were great. It's ridiculous. And someone put a meme on the other day, because I'm living life at the minute, one meme at a time.
You look like the lead singer of Static X.
Look.
Oh, brilliant.
But probably Hawk.
Sideshow Oxley. I love it.
Problems. But the meme was that one of the biggest regrets I have before being locked down was not getting a trim.
Yeah.
Mate, it's fucking, honestly. I've got about 67 hats that I can wear, so that's not a problem.
This is it, isn't it?
They're all new. so yeah.
This is fucking weird, isn't it? It's weird.
Very weird, because normally we'll have sat down for the first hour or had a coffee or just chilled out for an hour and sort of caught up. And any stuff that we can't normally talk about, we can filter in the kitchen. Whereas now, it's just one of them where there's going to be such a rough edit of like, oh, yeah. You know that guy who did that? Cut. Take it off. Fuck it off.
Yeah, it's weird. It's, I don't know, man. Have you got supplies in and stuff? Have you, did you fill the shed with toilet rolls before all the old people got there?
I don't know if it's just us. We've always had a decent supply of stuff. And not even just toilet rolls. Like, if you open the cupboard, there's, because it's one of them where it'll be like, one pack of pasta is £2. Or four packs is £2.20. And I'm like, I'll take eight. I don't know why. Genuinely don't know why. But I've always had, like, not doomsday prepping stuff, but I always like to have plenty of shit in. And yeah. So my mother-in-law hit the nail on the head the other day, though, because, yeah, there's the twat mentality of let's go and buy 1,000 toilet rolls, right? And everything else that's on the shelf. And then there's the level-headed mentality, which is like, I'll get what I need when I need it. But unfortunately, if you go by the level-headed mentality at any point and then try to go into a shop to get what you need, some thundercunt has got it stacked up in their back bedroom in fucking Birmingham, and it's like, I don't know, they just, shit goes off. Like, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't eat that much, and you can't shit that much. Like, one guy did the calculations on a 30 roll toilet paper thing from Costco. And he worked out that in your quarantined period at the time, which was 2 weeks, you would have to shit, I think it was 30 times a day, and use 20 pieces of toilet roll each shit. Now, that's a messy shit.
You need to talk to something more than coronavirus. Is that
fucking real, man.
Fucking, before we're leaving Brasilia, Michael Bisping's stealing the fucking toilet rolls out of the hotel. Like, every day they put two new toilet rolls on, and Bisping was putting them in his suitcase.
Taking, like, leather shoes out.
Guys, like look at the guy's net worth. It's like, I mean, it's ridiculous, and he's robbing toilet rolls from hotels. Right. It was hilarious. It's just Bisping through and through. He's hilarious.
But most people I've spoken to, or most places, it's like, even, I know one of the guys who work at our local Aldi. I'm pointing that way as if you know where I'm talking about. Look at that. It's like going off into heaven, like,
shall I re-blur my background? Yours is still blurred. No, because you can see the Lego boat behind me.
There you go. All I've got if I unblur, is a millions sweet dispenser, a load of shit books, and a load of stickers. Not even our stickers, so I'm not going to advertise that.
That's no good.
Yeah, I spoke to this guy and he was like, look, we're going to get deliveries every day. It's going to be exactly the same. Like, it's not a war. It's not like a dirty bomb's gone off and no one can move. It's just a really, really, really horrible contagious virus. So stay the fuck away. And if you need something, let me know. And I'm like, that's cool. That's fucking easy.
I reckon everyone's going to have to come into contact with it at some point. Whether it's in the next few weeks or the next few months. Like, I don't know.
Did you see the video I sent you about what Holland is doing?
No. You said everybody's... What is it? Everyone's... They're just allowing people to get it.
Yeah, like a herd. So, if 60% of the population comes in contact with it,
yeah,
it's like you auto-create like a virus. So, like, that's what the Dutch system is doing.
Okay.
It's kind of allowing people to get it.
So, apparently in Holland, they're allowing people to get it. So, what is it? More than 60% of the population have got to get it.
Yeah.
And so then their immune systems will kick over and kind of start.
They're just saying that to the pricks. They're just saying that to all the pricks. So, like, people who are on their bikes riding along with 700 toilet rolls on the back, they're like, oh, new thing, come in here. We're giving it everyone. We're all going to get it. It's fine. Just unload your toilet rolls and sit here. We'll give you a biscuit and a coffee. Inject, dead. Fuck him off. In the canal. Boom. Done. Simple.
I wonder if that idea was come up with in a coffee shop.
Yes.
Imagine sitting there drinking their peppermint tea, having a little blaze and going, I think everyone just needs to get it. We just need to just share the virus.
Do the accent.
I can't do it.
You have to say like this. It's just the ashes at the end and the beginning of shings. You have to say, so you have your peppermint tea and your spliff like this. And you can think about 60% of people. It's good job you said 60%. Fuck them guys. That's it. That's the accent. It's just this. All the times you have to say with this.
Every time I think of it, it reminds me of the two police officers off Harry Enfield. Do you remember that one?
I do. And also that business call we had with that guy from Holland.
This is my partner and also my lover.
There you go. You just nailed it. Oh, man. Yeah, I think it definitely came up in a coffee shop. Like, and then they went to their government and they were giggling with red eye like, you tell him. No.
No, you thought of it. You thought of it. It was your idea.
How many people have you killed? Only six. But listen, it's wicked. So, yeah, it's a bit crazy, isn't it? It is a bit mental. And I think the lack of content, you know, because there's no embedded, there's no behind the scenes, there's no fucking weigh-ins, there's no... as much as, like, for stoners and for gamers, this is the best scenario that could ever have happened. Like, if you'd have woke me up in 1999 and said, you don't have to leave the house, and we will pay you, you have no children, just get baked and play games, I'd have been like...
Right?
This is the best!
I've been training for this my whole life. This is perfect for me. Like, I don't have to go near people? Awesome. Yeah. The only thing I'm missing is MMA. That's what I'm missing.
Exactly.
Watching Cage Warriors the other week, but Polaris has been cancelled and all kinds of shit's going on. So it sounds like they're going to do a full card for 249, right?
Yeah, and you imagine the amount of eyes that'll be on that, because it's like the Hunger Games. Nothing else is on. And don't get me wrong, at no point am I making any sort of light of this virus. I'm just saying about the whole lockdown element is just like a dream of most people. I mean, I don't understand the people that want to go out, because just stay in and chill.
I've been sitting in the sun trap in the garden, having a little coffee in the morning, enjoying the birds singing and the silence. It's so quiet around here, because obviously I live in a village.
Yes.
It's quiet anyway, and now everyone's afraid and indoors. It's what is this that keeps popping up? I don't know how to stop that doing that.
I don't know. It's not me, because my kids don't need picking up from school for months.
What it is, it's a notification that's popping up that says my grandparents come home today. but they've actually come home a week early because Portugal closed on Friday. Portugal closed.
Yeah.
Closed for the weekend.
How's Portugal? It's shut, mate. Sunday closing hours.
Look at that. Tea delivery service.
Nice. I've got this.
What? No, it's censored. Yeah, nice. I see. Oh, I see the eye now. I've got one. Did I tell you about the oil? Did I tell you about the MCT oil?
Go on.
I'll tell you the story. Well, so when we were testing the FRC MCT CBD, available on the website.
Yeah.
When we were testing it, we had a bottle full of we put some in a bottle, so I was able to test it in my coffee in the mornings and, you know, see how it worked out. So I have a few of these laying around the house, as you can imagine, the full reptile now genes, and I decided that one of these was ideal for the oil. So the oil was sitting in my kitchen in one of these, and it looks like water, but it doesn't taste like water.
No.
And she's in the kitchen laughing. I told her I wouldn't tell this story, but I've got to.
You have
so,
to.
So walked up. We're just about to run to the shop. Veronica runs up, grabs this Nalgene thinking it's water, unscrews it, takes a big mouthful of it, and then realizes it's not. Oh, shit. I hear her standing in the sink going.
She didn't spit it out, did she?
What?
She didn't spit it out, did she?
Not all of it.
Oh, man! How much, money-wise, how much was it in the gulp? Was it like 18 quid's worth of...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know what the fuck it was.
Well, that's it. If you're unsure, always swallow.
Okay. That's bad, right?
I know that the last time I went for a mystery gulp of anything was when I was a kid and I ran into mum's house.
A mystery gulp?
Not this mystery.
That's a whole other thing.
I would definitely have the virus if that was the case. I ran in the back door at my mum's house and grabbed this pint of milk on the side and just started chugging. Just threw it up, and it was pure cheese. My mum had taken it out of the fridge, put it on the side to be like, that needs to go in the bin. She didn't take another three steps and put it in the bin. She just put it on the side to tease me so that when I came in, I nailed this thing. And yeah.
Dude, there's a fighter. He was on the Singapore card the end of last year. End of last year? What year is it? It was
2020. Yeah.
No. That was it. Yeah. October in Singapore. His name's Alex White. And he drank some gasoline, some petrol, out of a container that he thought was it petrol or diesel? Something anyway. Like outside playing when he was a kid, running around with his brothers doing whatever, saw this big gallon jug and thought it was drinkable and it wasn't, took the top off and drank it and burned all of his throat inside, his vocal cords and everything.
It's horrible. I've swallowed petrol before because I used to ride motorbikes. I was... From about being about 7 or 8 to about 17, 18, I used to ride trials. So you were always on bikes. You were always like fucking around with petrol and stuff. So the amount of times you'd either have to siphon a bit or get something going, and the amount of times it would just shoot to the back of your throat, you're like, all right. That's why probably the reason I get bad acid now. I get acid reflux now. It's probably because it's burnt my fucking esophagus away on 4-star.
See if you can light your burps.
Oh, mate, I can light my farts, but I don't know about burps. Too close to the beard, dude. I might have to do that just to trim it down. Just to fire burp. Fire burp it away. Fucking hell. It is massive.
Along with the building of the Pirates of the Caribbean boats, we've been watching the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Like, they are far too well-kempt and well-washed in those movies. Like, Disney need to tone it down a little bit.
Do you want a bit scurvy? Like
perfect eyebrows, and it's not realistic. I want a proper pirate movie.
That was a bit like why we stopped watching Black Flag. Did you ever watch Black Flag, the series?
Black Flag, Black Sails?
Black Sails.
Yes, I did. I think I watched the first... Was it two seasons? I think I watched the first
about
season.
Five. There was about four or five when we started the season one, and it was just... It was like... it was a bit like True Blood. So it was essentially porn for people that were too afraid to watch porn. Pirate storyline, and you know when you're about to nail out an old pirate broad and she sat there and she's just got the most trim pubes and you're like, that wouldn't have been like that, that would have been green. That would have been green and looked like an octopus's mouth. That wouldn't have been like that.
Oh, that's horrendous.
But do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you
mean. I'm not saying I want stuff like period correct, but at the same time, you wouldn't have had a Brazilian. Not a chance.
Very true. No. Have you seen Taboo?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I was signing into Amazon on my TV yesterday and it popped up, so I might watch that again. That was really good. Because Pip's in it, isn't it? Scooby has Pip's in it.
Yes. Yeah. And, why did that have a lot of neat pubes in it? Did you ever watch it? Have you watched it all, Taboo?
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
One season, though, right? There are no more than that.
Yeah, there's nothing yet. Nothing else yet, no. No. We watched that... I was telling you about the Tiger King. I don't know if that's already on the podcast or if we moved since we spoke about it. The Tiger King is the new Netflix documentary that everyone's going to binge. You know, Netflix normally like get a one-hour program and spread it over 7 hours. That's pretty much what this is. And what we realized is, I get the picture up again. The Tiger King is a crazy redneck that breeds tigers, and he looks like Ben.
Oh shit, he does.
Wait for it.
Trailer. I saw that trailer. What an idiot. Like people that are keeping fucking tigers in captivity. It's just oh shit. He's got the handlebar mustache and everything.
Everything.
Oh, man. Oh. You take some shit on this podcast, my friend.
Oh, he's the boy. But yeah, so that's worth a watch. That's a good 7 hours. And the thing is, like you say, it's not just the whole animal rights side of things. It's overdosed. It's just got like an extra helping of America on it. So it's sort of made everything more batshit crazy. Because it's not just like your normal... Oh, he's a dickhead for breeding tigers and selling them. Like, he's married to a straight man and wanting to murder a woman that's accused of killing her ex-husband. Like, batshit crazy. Do you know what I mean? But it's a bit like, one of my favourite tweets of the day was one of my friends I used to work with at Egg, and she wrote, "This virus feels like it's been written by a six-year-old." Yeah? She said... Imagine a six-year-old doing like a school report saying, "One day there was a virus in China. It was bad. Everyone started to get poorly and buying all the toilet roll. It was bad. Then we had to stay at home. It was bad. Old people didn't stay at home. And then one day we did this and then everything was sold." Do you know what I mean? Like, the way kids write and the way a story comes together just feels like it. I mean, I know Dana put that 2020 is being directed by Stephen King, which I thought was a genius tweet. But that's pretty much it.
It's like, what's the number? How many people have died in the UK? It's about 400 people.
I mean, but each day, it's one of them which is kind of worrying that when you're doing what you're meant to be doing, I am self-isolating, I take the dogs once a day, we go around a really quiet area, we come home, and obviously that's when the radio's on. And normally, because the problem is as well, I want the kids to know about it, I want them to be aware of it, but I also don't want them to not be able to sleep because the big bag monster is coming to get them and hundreds of people are dying. Because thousands of people are surviving, a number of dying. So when they said it, like the other day, they said, "Oh yeah, and deaths are up by 80 or up by 400. You're like, "Yo, that's one or two fucking people, man. That's a lot. You know, when it's like... overnight,
yeah,
people. But yeah, I know Spain's got it bad. Spain's got it really bad. Italy's really bad.
Yeah, Greece is closing down the borders from like, was it Friday?
23rd.
Nice. Yeah.
That was yesterday. 2 days ago.
Yeah. Jeez. So weird. Yeah. I wonder if we'll if it'll be noticeable. How long do you reckon it's going to last? I reckon summer comes around and we're all looking back going, "That was crazy."
I think the thing is, my main issue at first wasn't necessarily if I was going to catch it. It's if it was going to affect my summer holiday. And then that's pretty much how I went down that route, because I'm always just trying to be positive and move forward and everything's going to be all right. So when everyone's like freaking out, I think when you start taking stuff like this seriously, then you realize, hold on a minute. And it's not even the fact that people are not taking it seriously. It's just when someone's like, oh, it's just the flu. All right, then. Well, maybe if we quarantine every time there's a flu, we can get rid of it quicker. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's more the less people that are involved and the less people that get infected, the quicker it's gone.
Yeah.
But I think until something like McDonald's closes, you don't actually get through to the dobbers and the dickheads that don't fucking realise.
That's it. That's when people realise it's serious, when McDonald's closes.
For real. That is literally it. That's when people are like, oh my God. Because I even went past, I'd been and done orders on the, when did we go live? Saturday. So I did the orders Monday.
Yeah.
So when I was coming back, that was when they were closing McDonald's. And literally, it was all the way around McDonald's, all the way at McDonald's, and around the island near McDonald's. And I was like, I have never needed a McDonald's that much that I would sit there for 2 hours to get a tepid, virus-ridden burger because I might not get one for a couple of months.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No. I can't remember the last time I had McDonald's, actually. I was living in California. That's how long ago it was.
I haven't had one for a long time. I prefer cooking. I prefer cooking myself, and I will make a sick burger when I get supplies.
I'm at protein bars if it was up to me. But, fortunately, I've got someone looking after me, making me delicious Greek salads and shit. But.
Next time I come around, you're just going to be like literally the withered old emperor, like the Mumra before it changes on Thundercats. What's the cape? No reason. Mumra!
Not at all, no. I've got a full gym of weights and a good stock of food. I should look like I've had a good break when this all ends.
So you need to look like Mumra after he breaks out of his cave.
Should look more like He-Man after I've had the power.
Okay, so you've gone full Prince Adam. That's fair enough.
No, not Prince Adam. Prince Adam and He-Man are different sides of the same coin.
It's a pink tank top. That's the difference.
Yeah.
A pink tank top and a crisp white shirt. That's the only difference between Prince Adam. Oh, man.
Big Shin haircut, bleach blonde.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Man, there's something I need to tell you that I've just remembered, right? Because I always make notes throughout the week whenever we're going to get together. I normally, like, there's shit in here, like double strength squash.
What?
I don't know. I was probably cooked at the time, but I made a note of it because... Personally, I'm not a big fan of double strength squash. I've grown up with normal cordial, normal orange juice that you dilute with water. Yep. And now they've brought out double strength. I'm not feeling it. I've maybe wanted your opinion on it, but it never got asked. So there's a few in the archive that I need to run past you. And one of them is, hold on, is the other day, Stace was on, she's on the internet, and she saw that the Chili's were touring in Nottingham.
Right.
So you love the Chili's. I love the Chili's. And not only that, one time when you were at an event, Anthony Kiedis, tell me if I'm wrong, tapped you on the shoulder and was like, yo, big fan, brother. Respect to you. You're the fucking man. Okay. That's not me blowing smoke up your ass. That happened. Now, at the same time, at that event, Steve-O also approached you and was like, yo, respect. You're the man. And you were like, all right, boys. Calm down. It's true. When that happened, I instantly messaged Steve-O straight away just to say, dude, when next over, we'll get together, we'll do the podcast. So nicely of Steve-O. He replied to me and he was like, no worries, dude. And we've been talking since, which is kind of cool. And it's mental, but it's fucking brilliant. So when Stace said the other day, oh my God, the Chili Peppers are touring in Nottingham. What do I do? And he bring up Twitter. Direct message or Instagram, whatever the fuck I was doing it on. All right, boys, just a quick one to say, I hope you're going to enjoy Nottingham. Not sure if you're aware, but that's Dan's hometown. Was wondering if maybe you'd want to get together, right? Thinking along the same route of the Steve-O thing, to which I press send, and Stace said, literally 2 seconds afterwards, oh, it's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers, it's the Red Hot Chili Pipers. They're a bagpipe tribute act that are touring, it's not the Chili's. What the fuck? How the fuck does that happen? I'm direct messaging fucking the Chili's, and they're like, we're not touring Nottingham, you absolute fucking pipe. Calm down. So yeah, that's That's in there, which is bad, which I couldn't imagine it should have done. Oh, man, there's so much shit here.
So what's your plan for the rest of the day then, your quarantine day? Have you had your one allocated out of the house exercise?
I have not, but normally what I will do is I will roll a very cheeky, cheeky snout, and the three dogs, the minute I get my rolling tin out, the boys are like, oh, what's going on? We're going for a walk, boys, and that's it. Like now, they're just chilling up. There's literally nothing happening. Henry, nothing up. Don't give a fuck. I get my rolling tray out or even my flask. I've got like one of those metal cups that I take with coffee in. The minute that comes out, they're like, we're going, boys. He's a man of his word. We're fucking going for a wander. Uh-huh. But what's happened recently, when the kids are off, they want to come as well. I can't do any of that when the kids are there. So what we did yesterday, we went to an abandoned golf course and we found 18 golf balls. We have no need for golf balls.
Basically, you sending the girls away to find golf balls, or you have a little burn.
No, I can't. I can't do any of it because I need to decide.
But you don't want to share with them.
No, I don't want to share. Yeah. But it's interesting when you start finding shit. Bear in mind, there's two kids, right? We found one golf ball. So from the minute we find one golf ball, the other one's sulking in until we find another golf ball. Now we've got one each. Then the third golf ball we find is a fucking yellow one. Well done. So this dickhead spots a yellow golf ball. So now the fuck am I meant to find another one? But don't worry, I did. But the whole time that she's not got a yellow one, the other one's fucking giggling and this one's pissed off. But I need to remind you, we have no need for golf balls in any way, shape or form. But now it's become this thing where we have to be fair. Everyone has to, we have to share them out evenly. So basically, one of the dogs is currently downstairs munching his way through fucking 18 golf balls. So if anyone
asks, your apocalypse outfit, I've been giving this some thought, you see, because I don't know whether you've... Have you seen Doomsday? Have you seen the movie Doomsday?
No.
That's definitely worth a watch. Especially... Huh?
I've seen Mad Max a lot.
Well, exactly. It's quite similar to that. But it's... Mad Max is kind of a bit further along. Doomsday's like, okay, we'll quarantine Scotland. That's basically what they do in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Keep the disease north of the wall, and it gets all kind of tribal and crazy up north of the wall. It's a really good movie. But one of the characters in it is named Saul. He's a cannibal punk rocker, and he's got a fucking big red mohawk in it.
Nice.
You know, since I watched that movie, I'm like, okay, well, what would my apocalypse outfit be? I mean, this is so I'm expecting, you know, the longer the quarantine goes, the more we do these podcasts. Oh, shit. There's a little person behind you.
Hello, darling.
The bread that we made, that's the one that I made.
What is this?
Yeah, a love heart.
You can tell the full reptile audience why we're not swearing and being... This is a love heart bread.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's delicious.
Yo!
I stole it off.
That's good!
I made it.
That's good.
You both made it.
Nice.
Mine are in the oven right now.
Perfect.
I made two rabbits and a carrot.
You made two rabbits and a carrot. Of course you did.
This is where the dogs have gone.
Yes, this is where the dogs have gone. Right. Thank you for my bread. Amazing. Yeah, shut the door for me, darling. You're going to have to excuse me now while I eat my... They can't roll for shit, but they can make beautiful bread.
That could come. Baking's far more difficult than rolling.
Kind of the same thing.
Kind of bacon.
Oh, mate. So Doomsday, so is it more leather or less leather than Mad Max?
I mean, it depends on the climate, really. I mean, I've got some, I think more leather for me. I think I'm going full pirate. I think I'm going to go full pirate. I'm going to need an eye patch, even though I've got two good eyes. I'll just alternate so, you know, I can work both. I've got some really good sunglasses as well, though. I've got like a good collection of ridiculous sunglasses.
So are you going to go more Snake Plissken or Max?
I mean, if I can find face paints, then I might get into that as well.
Yeah.
Get some like nice tribal face paints on. I think they'll look quite cool.
So you're going to look like if Adamant and Snake Plissken's had a baby.
That's it.
And Johnny Depp was the godfather. Who sorted out your wardrobe?
Adamant. I might just go full Adamant. He bought a pirate ship, you know. Was it like the success of his first single or something?
His only single.
actually bought a pirate ship. Stand and deliver.
Whoa, whoa.
Hello. What a great artist.
Fucking pimp.
So if we're gonna have to do these a bit more regularly, given the fact that the channel's gonna be a little quiet otherwise. We'll kick out a load of shit for 249 because I'll do a big. Inside the Octagon's cancelled.
Okay.
Cancelled Inside the Octagon. So you're gonna have to deal with a war room. So I'll do a good war room for that. I've got a few other ideas of stuff to record as well, but it means I've got to set the camera up. And as everybody knows, you watched those war rooms when the Raptors were away. I don't know how to work the fucking focus, so.
It sounds right, but I can't look at him. He's making me feel sick.
Veronica's just reminded of the time when we got back to the house in Vegas. Mystery's muted now, but I know he's going to be laughing at this. When we walked in the door and he was under a huge teddy bear.
He'd
eaten an edible and he was just kind of stretched out on this sofa with a huge teddy bear on his head. And we were due to record War Rooms and we were running a little behind because we had a bunch of other stuff to do. So I went over to make sure he was still breathing and he kind of opened his eyes and he went, it's all set up, but you'll have to press record. He couldn't move.
You should have just recorded him. It'd have been all right.
Yeah, right. I've got video. We'll have to drop that in at some point. We need to we should field some questions or something.
Yeah, we should do that. So we'll put this one out to see how people are finding it. Because if they go, I'm not listening to a twat in an 11-year-old girl's bedroom and someone who can't unblur his blur talking about MCT and Mad Max. Hopefully people have got half an hour or however long it's been going just to chill out and watch this nonsense. But we have got a lot of people that are asking different things about like the fights that we've missed. Do you know what I mean? Because if you look, we've got Kevin Lee, we've got the Brasilia card. How fucking mental was that?
Yeah, it was weird. Really weird. Because it was like the arena was empty. Everywhere had been divided up into sections. It was like the arena was empty. It was hot as fuck in there, right? It was so hot in there. Like, I wasn't allowed in the arena. There were certain people that weren't allowed in the area where the ESPN desk was. It was a really, and then they were shuttling fighters back and forth from the hotel. So they weren't like all the teams and all the fighters there. Because normally they move the undercard over and then a little bit later in the night they'll move them.
The green room was in the hotel.
Yeah, the green room was in the hotel. So that was like basically, so once you'd fought, they'd take you back to the hotel. Yeah. They were wrapping hands at the hotel.
Yeah.
And they brought the first three teams over. So once one fight ended, they took those fighters back as they were bringing more fighters from the hotel. So there was like this constant exchange going on. And I was thinking, because obviously we had UFC London due to be scheduled the week after, there was no way they could do that for UFC London because you're bringing fighters through the Blackwall Tunnel back and forth. And that thing's a mess at the best of times. So, yeah, it was weird, man. It was really weird. And it was like, yeah, because the energy was kind of, because we were literally watching the fights on a screen backstage, like outside the arena in some kind of like constructed gymnastics.
Yeah, I saw that. Was it you and Karen Bryan? I saw that Karen, her social was good because she kept us up to date with what you were doing, essentially that side of things. So it was, I can see exactly where you were, but it was kind of just the noise, you know, like when you're in a gym. And I've been in an empty gym a lot of times when I used to work self-employed, and there'd be one person just hitting a bag, and like every so often you'd hear a crack. You're like, "Oi, fucking hell!" Like it really, really lands. But when that's live, and I mean, even I think Bisping was kind of struggling with it because there was no atmosphere and no real energy. It was just that you're trying to commentate and trying to describe everything for no dead air.
Yeah.
He even called himself out on it, didn't he? When he was like, make some noise. No one here.
Yeah.
And you would just feel like a dickhead because that's just what happens. It's just built in naturally. But I mean, I would say I have seen every single UFC event ever, every single one. And for that one, it just felt so alien. it felt sort of uneasy the whole time. And I don't know if that affected the fighters. I don't know if that affected like Kevin Lee, because I would have said Kevin Lee was going to win.
Yeah.
Ask me. I would have put money on Kevin Lee winning. Not taking anything away from Charles Oliveira, because he is an absolute stud. And he's at home and he's on a massive tear. But surely that must have affected the performance a little bit.
Yeah, but to be honest, I mean, that fight kind of went as I expected it to, because I expected Kevin Lee to try and put more power in his shots and miss more. I expected him to try and wrestle but keep getting tangled up with Charles Oliveira's ground game. And like the way that Oliveira's been striking for his last couple of fights, he's thinking like a striker, so he's dismantling people instead of trying to knock them out. And he's also putting like 60% into his shots instead of trying to like bomb every time. So everything's measured, and that's that kind of overwhelming. I mean, it's a lot more refined, I would say, but it's kind of the similar principle to what the Diaz brothers do. Like, you get hit so many times with 60% shots that you kind of start to become vulnerable. And that, I mean, that the speedy rap that get. Oh, and one other thing I did want to talk about actually while we're on this, because Kevin Lee was getting a load of shit for like trying to fight on after he tapped. Like that was not Kevin Lee trying to cheat the fucking referee and fight on.
He was out, like, wasn't he?
And this is exactly the same as what happened with Robbie Lawler and Ben Askren. Like, there's a point in that bulldog choke where Robbie Lawler's arm falls to the canvas and that is an unconscious man.
Yeah, and
exactly. Because what happened was, as soon as that dropped, was it Herb Dean refereeing, wasn't it? Who was it? Was it Mark? I don't remember now. Whoever it was, they stepped in. And if you watch it in slow motion, you can see Askren just slightly start to release it because the referee was going to call it.
Blood flow.
Then the blood flow comes in. And then, exactly. It was the same thing happened there.
I was surprised how many people were talking about the fact, like, going, oh, Kevin Lee needs to have his fucking this taken off him, that taken off him. I was like, hold on a minute. He's just had his conscience removed for a second. Give him a fucking break, man. Like, back in the early days of MMA, you saw that happen a lot. People trying to take the ref down, because normally someone would win, get up and fuck off. Whereas this time they stuck around for a bit. So he was just holding on, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
And I thought that was too obvious to even give an answer. Like, if you're not educated enough to know the fact that, like, you have your conscience separated from you a second, you might be slightly discombobulated when you come back around again. That's just a normal kind of thing. But I think the person I was going to liken Oliveira to during that and his current performance and stance was GSP after he fought Matt Hughes the first time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that he's 100% GSP, but if you look at when Oliveira fought Jim Miller the first time, and Jim Miller just had a word. Don't get me wrong, Jim Miller's performance was outstanding against Charles Oliveira, who was coming up and coming and doing the business. And GSP was coming up and doing the business before he met Matt Hughes for that first armbar, that first meeting. So for Oliveira now to come back and dismantle Jim Miller the way he did the other day, and then just carry on this tear. I mean, he's an absolute title contender. He's long, he's awkward, he's putting that, like you say, he's putting that sort of Diaz boxing thing together. And it was just, I was just gutted a bit that we didn't get to record, because I was kind of pleased for him in such a weird circumstance. And almost to talk about that nonsense with Jim, Kevin Lee carrying on, because that was crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was trying to cheat.
No, not at all.
Especially when, was it the week before on, what's that new card that Paul Kelly fought on?
Oh, Probellum.
Someone bit someone.
Yeah. That was bad.
I don't get
that unless you're trying to find a way out of the fight. I mean, I know, there's been times I know when someone's felt like they've been bitten because of the way that someone's mouth's being compressed, but he was just being smothered by the guy's chest. It was.
Imagine if you go into every choke like this. If you squeeze, you're going to shut my jaw. If you shut my jaw, I might bite you. Sorry. There's no real room for biting. It's like, I don't know, having kids opens your eyes to fucking spitting. And not your own kids, but when other kids come around I had one little kid once at a party and he spat at me. And I swear to God, I've never wanted to flatten out a fucking 9-year-old before so much. And it's like biting and spitting are just a dirtbag. Don't fucking start that shit. Don't, do you know what I mean? It's, I'm not into it.
Who was it? Who was it? There was someone that spat at someone else's corner as well, weren't they?
Jorge Rivera.
Oh, is that what it was? Do you remember the song that Rivera did though before that?
Bisping's bitches, big bad bitches, biggest bitch. You know, yeah, it was the Cartman's and Mum bit. But Cartman's Mum's a Dirty Bitch is the song. But if you remember, it was the, was it Ranger Up, the T-shirt company? I don't know why I know all this, but there's videos.
Didn't they sponsor Tim Kennedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ranger Up was slightly less Eagles than Affliction, but not as many schools. So they sort of, they came in on that whole Affliction throwdown sort of era, and they sponsored, who's Jorge Rivera? Is it Jorge Rivera? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was, he had, they basically, three of them singing that Cartman's Mum's a Dirty Bitch song, but putting Bisping in there, which Bisping was like, my lads at school listening to this on YouTube. It's fucking disgusting, mate. I'm not having it. And to be fair to Bisping, he beat the shit through him. He absolutely beat the shit. There was a questionable knee in it, but other than that, Bisping beat the shit out of him. And then went over to his corner. Say again.
Who doesn't love a questionable knee, though?
There you go. There you go. So, and then he ran over to the corner, pointed, fucked you, and spat. And it was like, oh, dude. He went full Brit, if I'm honest.
He gets a bit excited sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I kind of missed that. I kind of missed that now.
Oh, something. Oh, my coffee filters are not deliverable by Amazon. They're letting me down.
The round one?
No, I've got plenty of them.
But say I've got about 6,000. If you want any, I can drop some off. I'll jump through the gate.
I've crossed over to Cafetier because I'm on the. I'm doing the last couple of days. I've had the FRC MCT CBD and ghee.
How's that?
Blended. It is wicked. It's really good. It's really good.
I know.
I can feel the surge of caffeine coming on. So once we're done the call, I'm gonna go and deadlift something.
Veronica.
She'll kick my ass.
Yeah. To be fair, that's it. That's it. We can't get into that. What I was going to say real quick was just to give props to the female fight that we didn't break down or discuss or even mention was
Joanna against Zhang Wei. Oh, that's amazing.
Zhang Wei Li, not Shevchenko. Zhang Wei Li and Joanna.
Yeah, what a great fight.
Who did you think won? That's all I wanted to ask you.
I need to watch it again. I've not watched it since I watched it live, and I was worn out, exhausted. So I want to watch it again properly. Really take it in, and especially because I know it goes a distance now, I'll be more conscious of scoring. Because I struggle to score fights when I'm watching them live because I'm waiting for the finish.
True. Yeah. I can see that.
If I was judging, I would watch it very differently. Whereas like when I'm watching it. And I'm not judging. I'm not conscious of, oh, I've got to, this is my job to judge this round. I just watch it like waiting for a finish, like trying to figure out who's setting up the finish better. And with that fight, they were both so durable. They threw, they had such a high work rate. It was difficult to split them, really. I'm going to watch it again, though. I'll watch it a couple of times. Because, this is something that I want to kind of start putting out on the channel while we're having a bit of isolation time is, I'm going to watch back some of those fights and talk through and break down parts of them.
Oh, okay. So
if anybody in the comments wants to drop in any fights, like old fights, Pride fights, Strike Force, whatever, basically anything that's on. Is Strike Force on Fight Pass?
Yeah, I think so. It should be.
Basically anything that's on Fight Pass, if you want me to have a look at it and break it down and just like put the suggestions in the comments below and I'll start working through some of them.
Can you do all of Phil Baroni's fights for me?
His first one against Dave Monet. Do you remember
Monet.
That? Bah, 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 bah. Just drilled him up against the fence. That was ridiculous.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. I nearly punched my laptop then, but it's worth it. What are you doing, Phil? Fucking people up.
I'll tell you what we should do. We should do some film and some music recommendations for people that are hanging out at home.
Okay.
So...
If anyone streams their movies from certain sources, I know that the Gentleman's out. You know Guy Ritchie's new film.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So if anyone's got an Amazon Fire Stick, I haven't. I don't deal with any of that dodgy business. But if anyone's got one, apparently on the Grapevine, the gentleman is now available for watching. So that's meant to be good.
See, I've gone back. I mean, we've been watching the Pirates of the Caribbean, but like my recommendations are all old school, like Goonies.
Always.
Gotta watch Goonies. Bedknobs and Broomsticks was always one of my favourite stay-at-home movies.
Yeah, it's even better now you're older and you can be cooked.
Beetlejuice has just been added to Netflix, I noticed.
Yes, yeah, that's good.
So they're my recommendations. I am going to go back and watch Taboo, though, I think, because I remember that being good the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, so have you finished The Mandalorian now?
Yes.
What are you saying?
I like it. I just need more. I just need them to keep going. I need more Star Wars, more. I like the backstories of the characters, and I want to see. Yeah, like so many people complained when Disney bought it, and I'm like if you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. But I'd rather it be there than not.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And they don't, yeah, they don't always nail it every time, but they sort of, it keeps you in that world. The one thing I like about modern TV, modern film and stuff like that is the binge. You can immerse yourself in a certain series, show, or whatever it is, and you're literally just piggybacking them. I mean, the amount of times we've watched, like, 5 seasons of something, and I've not even watched an episode because I'm just sat working, but it's in the background. So I've pretty much picked it up. Like, if you get a chance, Friday night dinner is ridiculous. I mean, we started it, we tried it about 2 years ago, didn't like it. And it's Will Bird, the briefcase wanker from In Between Us. It's the main character from Plebs, you know, the Roman series.
Yeah.
So the main lad in that, the like dweeby one. The mum is, what's her name, Greg from episodes with Joey. And the dad is he's normally a forensic scientist in, what's it called? It's like a police cop drama set in Manchester, but like a real low budget, like it seems low budget compared to fucking Line of Duty, but he's good. And basically he's got partial hearing and he's a dad. And the whole premise of the show is the two lads go around on a Friday night to have dinner with their mum and dad, and shit just kicks off constantly. And they've got Mark Heap, who's the most awkward fucking guy, Jim, their neighbor, who's such a weird fucking dude, comes round. It sounds shit, and I can't really give it any sort of justice, but if you watch it for more than one or two, it's fucking brilliant. And the main thing is there's 5 seasons of it. So it's just one of them that you can just, like I say, you can just immerse yourself in this absolute cod shit. Because you know what it's like when you finish watching or like a series comes to an end. It's like turning a vibrator off after sex. The fucking root is just dead. Like the whole noise, it's like, oh, well, that's done then. What now? Do you know what I mean? We need to find something else to do because the batteries are dead. I don't know, but Friday night dinner, definitely worth a watch.
Okay, we just finished season 2 of Big Mouth again. It's classic, isn't it?
Shane Lizard.
Yeah, Shane Lizard. No, it's Maury. Maury's the best. This kid's a prodigy. I think he might be his own hormone monster.
Mate, I think...
Great show.
I can't think of the word bubble bath without doing it in the female hormone monster's voice.
Why do you smell so good? Because I don't wear deodorant and I want to take bubble baths.
She is a fox. Mate, there's something about that hormone monster. She absolutely nails it. Yeah. Absolutely nails it. But that's another... All the people that are the voices in Big Mouth in a show called The League, which is basically... It's really Americanized because it's about just a fantasy football league. But it's kind of not about fantasy football because it's just them fucking with each other. So there's a lot of seasons of that as well. The League is really worth a watch. If you've already seen it and you know you've already seen it and you like it, put a thumbs up in the comments. But personally, I fucking love it, man.
Wicked.
But I think that there's loads of stuff. I mean, if people put in there what they're doing, what they're up to, how their quarantine is going, how many toilet rolls they've got left, I don't know.
Yeah, you can give us some shit to talk about. We'll ask some questions and stuff. I'm gonna start getting into 249 when I know what's going on with that. But I wanna go into the archives and watch some of the older fights as well, some of the old Pride fights and stuff. I saw
Branko Sigetić died the other day. Did you see that?
No.
Branko.
I saw him.
Branko Sigetić, he was a kickboxer, a K1 guy, and he fought in like Pride 1 and 2, I think. He fought Mark Kerr, I think. Shit. Pride 2. And Mark Kerr went to take him down, and every time he got in on a double leg, Mark Kerr ran him to the ropes, and Branko Sigetić just wrapped his arm over the top rope and started elbowing down in the back of his head. It was pretty bad. I think he got disqualified for that. He was a bit of a lunatic.
I think you're right.
Watch though. But yeah, apparently he died the other day. Was it Sam Greco's Instagram? Very sad.
Rest in peace. That's awful. Yeah. Well, if there is something, I mean, 249 is going to be a big talking point. That's going to be something we can really get into quite meaty, because essentially what I want it to be is like the Enter the Dragon sort of fight. So all the fighters are going to have to go to a secret island. Just separately. All these old Chinese ships are just coming in just separately, just with different fighters on. Like a full Street Fighter 2 turbo fucking mode.
Japan.
You know what I mean? What's your style? My style? You're fighting without fighting. Show me some of it. On a beach, on the island. Take this bowl. Okay. Perfect. That's all I want to see. But I want to see...
We need more.
That's it. I want to see... The thing is, because Tony is such a fucking crazy bastard, I'm convinced that he's done it again. It's even when Poirier did it. There's that little glimmer of like, you know, maybe, just maybe. And I think that's what I'm kind of buzzing for. So I am looking forward to there being a bit of content. But I am gutted. Even if they can just give tickets to people who have had coronavirus and are now better, even if they don't like... If they don't like MMA, they're not interested. At least there's bums on seats.
Right.
Yeah, and it could just be like a rehabilitation tent for all the people that are better. It's like, come on, watch this fighting. You'll love it. There needs to be an audience, doesn't there?
Yeah, yeah. Like it would be weird if it wasn't, if it was in an empty place. I'm, as long as it happens, I'm not bothered. I don't really think it affects either of them, to be honest. Like Khabib's just going to do his job. Tony's going to jump at the opportunity to get the actual belt. I don't think it's going to make a difference. It'd be weird, but everything's weird at the moment. So I'd just rather the fight happen than not.
But weird works in Tony's world a lot better than in Khabib's world.
Maybe.
Don't you think? Like, the fact that he rattled him a little bit, the fact that he sort of got under his skin, that he had his BMX gloves on and whatever the fuck he was wearing and doing. I don't know. Like,
you can't wear BMX gloves and a waistcoat.
Unless they're the same colour.
Even so, it's still bad.
It's still bad. But if it's like a sapphire blue on a charcoal suit,
you need like a fluorescent long sleeve Muddy Fox shirt to go with his sunglasses and his, you know,
and like shin pads, shorts with shin pads comes up on like a fucking Diamondback. Skids.
That's right?
He spins his gyro. All right. You think you can take me on? Have you even got a gyro and stunt pegs, dickhead? See what I mean? What the fuck? He genuinely looked like he's wearing BMX gloves. It was kind of worrying. But I am excited about that. And obviously, there's been a lot of fights that we've not really talked about, which I suppose now is just going to fall off the radar a little bit.
Yeah. Adam looked good on Cage Warriors.
Didn't he?
Adam Amasinger looked amazing on Cage Warriors. What a performance that was.
Did you see someone...
Grab that. Can't we grab that and put it up on the channel? I bet we can. I bet we can.
Yeah, well, of course. I think the Raptors did. So if you're following the Raptors, I'm pretty sure it's on there. I mean, there was one... Someone made a meme of someone saying, yeah, my 2019 is going to be the year for me. And then Adam was COVID-19. Just like beating the chair. I was like, I'm not trying to make light of the virus, but it was kind of true. kind of on point. Oh,
you know. Right. I reckon we should wrap this and get this fired up, see what people reckon, see if it works. Are you there, Mystery? Is he falling asleep?
No, I'm here, mate.
Here he is. So when's this going up, Mystery? What do you reckon?
Instantly.
Instantly?
I'll get it up. I've got everything. I've got the project file open and ready to roll.
Wicked. So this will be up very soon, and then, and we'll try and get a couple of these done a week, so we can keep people updated on the progression of the apocalypse outfits.
Yes.
I'm already wearing camo, so I'm in a good place. Some leather and some studs to this. Start piercing my ears and sticking Lego pieces in them.
Have you watched, real quick, have you watched Jojo Rabbit yet?
No.
Oh. Okay, so you need to watch Jojo Rabbit, which is basically set in the Second World War, and this kid's, there's a little kid whose imaginary friend is Hitler. It's fucking genius, right?
Netflix.
And Sam, no, it's probably on, it might be on a Fire Stick if you were to be one of those people that had a Fire Stick. It's on there. I don't think it's released yet.
You keep saying this word. I've never heard that before.
Well, there you go. Well, that's just for the people in the audience, not for you, because you're a law-abiding citizen. However, Sam Rockwell's in it, and basically his whole thing, because he's a German officer, he's a fucking maniac, right? And he runs the camp that trains the kids into being little German soldiers. And basically he's sat with his crayons and drawn himself his best outfit. He's like his best fighting outfit, and it is fucking gold. And I can't tell you any more about it because it'll ruin it, but you need to watch it, because that is like an apocalypse outfit, only with feathers and a bit more plumage.
Okay. Well, maybe that's something people can drop in the comments as well, is what's your favorite apocalypse outfit. And I think if we're still doing this in a couple of weeks' time,
I reckon
we need to start seeing people's photos of their apocalypse outfits.
I'm wearing it, man. I have a cape that's made out of all of the T-shirts we had made before the virus outbreak.
I love it.
It's going to be about 3 miles long, but it's going to be fucking sick. And also, any feedback, because obviously we're getting a load of people on the new site, a load of people jumping on. A load of people were super patient. Some people weren't, but that's fine. About the new website. So any feedback, anything you want to see on there. I mean, there's the social things on there as well now. So we've got Instagram, YouTube, and this, the podcast is on the website. So have a look, see what you think, let us know. But to be fair, every feedback and all the bit we've been getting so far from it has been fucking wicked. So I appreciate everyone's patience, because at the minute it's just processing stuff is becoming a bit of a problem. Getting to the post office, our whole process of making certain items, I have to go and visit someone else and take stuff to get sewn together and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, that just can't happen at the minute. So a few products are getting, they're taking a bit longer, but I think people are understanding it.
Yeah, we'll get there. Right.
All right, man.
Then give us some feedback in the comments. Let us know what you want us to talk about, fights and all that kind of stuff. Stay at home, stay healthy, stay away from other people. I mean, that sounds wonderful to me. I don't know why people are struggling with it so much. Anyway.
Good.
Right. Catch you next time.
Take it easy.